Welcome, yeet. Championship ringside wrestling is yeet again. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody showing love. Blizzy Blaze here, of course. Yeetin', of course, you know, alongside.
Can we say yeet? Is that we got clearance for that?
Us? We do, yeah. You know. We actually do. Right. Everybody else, I don't know.
Alright, just making sure, because I don't know smoke.
All right, wrestling's wrestling. Of course, y'all know how this goes. Let's see. Let's get straight to it. I want to talk about the women's division. Just one part. Shout out to the tag team Fine Ice or some shit like that. Party Girls, whatever they are. Yeah, they did new champs. We'll see what the fuck that leads to. Not really tripping on that. Old news. Asian Persuasion, PlayStation Sensation, Japanese Love Me Please, Oriental Express. This is not even about them. It's about Bayley. It's written on the wall, it's about to happen. But I need you to turn the fuck up after that. You gotta do your due diligence and have your little wrestling match and whatnot, but you gotta turn your character into something crazy now. Charlotte Flair hurt, so there's an opening of a top star in that area. So I think Bayley could redo her character and actually become a viable threat again. So what you think about that? You think Bayley could turn the clock back?
Babyface?
Either one, but she got to take up that, like, she kind of getting played like a damn near mid-card on some shit. So, I put it this way, if she do good enough, she not going to be the one that get fed to Jade Cargill. The way she look right now, she going to be the first dummy or jobber for Jade Cargill, and I think she better than that. So, I feel like, okay, hey, yo, you need to step this up.
How about she don't change her character, but she be the same person, and just she just do babyface shit.
I mean, pretty much, like, you don't have to do much to be a babyface these days. Like, all you do is be authentic, people fuck with you.
Unless you could go back and make that hugger gimmick work again.
That's too white. That's too much of a white me babyface, huh?
I mean, she kind of had to go back to being the hugger if she turned back good. But she don't necessarily...
You don't think people was fucking with the whole role model gimmicks? The only reason people were saying boo because she was dissing the fans? Like, if she says she the role model for everybody and she still got the bull cut, letting that ass show, like, I think she can still be a baby face.
Yeah.
Like, she don't gotta have a wacky arm feeling too, man.
Yeah, she don't really need to. I was just trying to think of. Yeah, she ain't necessarily gotta change her character. I mean, she could, like, if she start fighting the PlayStation Sensation.
Yeah.
If she just start fighting them, like people gonna get behind her organically and be like, yeah, we like Bayley again. I mean, we never stopped liking Bayley, but never.
But that's all I want. I was just curious. I feel like I'm trying to give her a public service announcement. Like, hey, is the Charlotte out for a few months? Time to like, look, hey, look, I'm that shit. People won't see me with the belt. Bianca, you gotta sit your sexy ass to the side. You know, it's time for me to shine. You know. Unless you're trying to have that ass versus that ass match, what you want to do? You know, but look, I'm not writing the storylines here, so, you know.
That sounds like you. That's good writing over there.
Speaking of writing, I got a bone to pick, bro.
With who?
I got a bone to eat, man.
Uh-oh.
Hold up, my bad.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying, man. I'm watching Raw. I'm trying. If I see this motherfucker Jey Uso in another tag team, or even a situation where he potentially might be in a tag team match, I'm a kick Stan like Shawn Michaels did. I'm gonna just kick Stan because somebody needs to get kicked. Because this they're literally trying to make him into a separate person, and they tag him with random people. And look, no disrespect at all to Jey Uso, but you on that list of people that we kind of just rock with you as a tag team, like Edge slid away. Edge slithered his ass away to where he main event WrestleMania. You slide dog, like but
he slept Matt with and the Jeff, right people, you know.
Matt and Jeff, we still rock with them as a tag team more than them being as popular as Jeff was.
I forget Jeff Hardy like a 3-time world champion.
Yeah, like Jeff, they both successful, but you know, tag team is fire as Bully Ray was. He is still a Dudley boy. And so, look, Road Dogg.
Yeah,
like it's fire as Daddy Ass is. We know him for, you know.
And he with a tag team right now.
And Jay. You kind of still got give me this Uso vibe, bro. So we need to, y'all might as well cut this shit out because this yeet shit ain't working. It ain't yeeting at all.
They gonna probably get back. I don't know. They gotta do something because
I'm not even excited for the match.
Like, what's the point of taking them out of a tag team just to put them in another tag team?
Like, are you excited for the WrestleMania match?
Him and Jay.
Yeah, Jimmy and Jay.
No,
that's what I'm saying. It's like I'm not even sure. Jimmy looking goofy as a motherfucker out here. I don't know what's up with Jimmy. Jimmy acting like R-Truth. Like, I'm not even sure what's going on with Jimmy.
And he ain't even trying to be like he ain't really trying to be R-Truth.
Like, he's doing the most goofiest shit in the world. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, do he really need his brother to look smart? Like, did we miss all this the whole time?
Maybe it's like, by them being twins, even though they're two different people, they share like the same soul or some shit. So it's like when you took Jay away from Jimmy, you took the brain. And like,
yeah,
Jay was so
and
nice.
Jay's so lonely, he just tagging with people. So you know, yeah.
Yeah.
And just get it back together.
And Jay not really funny. Jimmy kept all the funniness. So it's like you gotta combine them together, and it's like one person.
Dude, Keem spit knowledge, man. God damn it. Look, he's more than AEW with Keem, y'all. He's more than AEW with Keem.
And, you know, I wear Adidas, you know?
Okay. Let's stick with the family. Solo then got a promotion.
Yeah.
He's officially the tribal prince now.
Yeah.
I'm assuming this means at some point Roman Reigns about to get the fuck.
Yeah, I watched if Roman get assassinated, the Solo up next.
I mean, we knew that. That's old news, Roman.
We've been calling that.
we've been knew it was about to happen here. He's been our tribal prince. Like, we just didn't say it out loud.
Maybe our tribal chief just a little slow. He's like, wait a minute, Solo, he's next in line. Like, yeah, we've been knowing that for like a year now.
So look, I was curious on what the fuck the tribal prince does, but let's just keep playing with the storyline. I'm assuming Roman Reigns might lose at WrestleMania. If Cody Rhodes lose again, then Lord knows, I don't know what to say at this point, but. Let's see. Roman Reigns lose, and I'm assuming that means Solo jumps back, I guess, be the tribal chief. Because I would assume you kill a bloodline. The bloodline storyline is over with pretty much. But, you know, the bloodline faction still exists. So I guess that's what we're going to keep rolling with.
Stretching it out as long as they can.
Yeah, but if you want to keep at least the faction going, yeah, Solo get the promotion. You get Nia Jax thick ass to jump in the mix, unless Naomi going to finally come back. And then you tell Jimmy and Jay, y'all look fucking crazy out here, bro. Y'all got a tag team. Nope. Ain't doing it no more. This dude, Jay, just bumping the house to Sexy Red and saying yeet. And Jimmy look lost out there, man. Y'all, that's it. Y'all back together. Y'all the Usos. We ain't doing this shit no more. I'm the tribal prince and Roman about to make movies. I'm the leader. Nia getting her thick ass in the bloodline. Cause
I'm wearing the black hoodie.
That's the only reason. That's the only thing that could save Nia Jax's career. So, yeah, there you go. New bloodline. It's like the new DX. You know, like when after Shawn Michaels lost at WrestleMania?
Road Dogg show. Oh. So Solo gonna come out there and be like, I'm here to take care of business that should have been taken care of right from the start.
So would you want Solo to start talking if you're the tribal chief, or would you rather Paul Heyman continue talking for him?
Solo can talk.
I know. Would you rather him talk on his own?
Yeah, like kind of it'll be like how would Roman do? Like Paul Heyman don't really talk for Roman unless Roman not the well, Solo gonna be there every week, so damn. I mean, he could still have fucking Paul around. Yes, my tribal chief and all that dumb shit. But yeah, like
he already did that too. So he like when Solo was main eventing.
Yeah, the whole time Roman was gone, he was talking for Solo. But yeah, like I said, Solo could talk. So it's like let him talk sometimes. But yeah, that the bloodline, the storyline is pretty much dead in the water. But
yeah, people say it's over with when it came to when Roman lose the belt. I disagree. That shit over with. Like there's really no goal. Like Cody Rhodes' story doesn't even have to deal with the bloodline. It's just Roman Reigns got the belt, which is not even the belt his daddy had. Seth Rollins got that belt, and that's not even your daddy belt. That's more Ric Flair belt. But we ain't gonna get into those storylines. Because if y'all listen to Championship Ringside, we've been talking about that shit.
Yeah. They probably missed a little lid on.
Yeah. That's actually all the small talk I got for wrestling today, my guy.
Oh. Got one more thing.
Go ahead.
So, as we all know and discussed, 10 is rebranded.
What?
Yeah, I know. Shocked the shit out of you, huh?
I was wondering what Sting Twitter was talking about, but I mean,
Funny you mention Mr. Steve Borden, because now all of a sudden, come January, TNA rebranding, and all of a sudden they got money to sign a big free agent acquisition. I'm like, okay, all the free agents that's out right now, they can sign them. Who's going to become a free agent come January? And, like, so I start thinking, Sting, he's wrestling this last match in January.
So that's true. I was wondering, so his last match is in January?
Mm-hmm.
Sly motherfucker.
And so now, all of a sudden, TNA has money to sign a big-name free agent. And I'm like, Mercedes Monet is already a free agent. Dolph Ziggler is already a free agent. Hey, everybody who's a free agent can sign right now.
Hey, and I love Dolph. Dolph, not that name. As much as I rock with Dolph, he's not that name.
We need a... What in the world? What's he doing here,
man? Yeah, I'd be shocked if, like, because I see Dolph Ziggler and Matt Riddle out there having matches. I'd be shocked if that's the big name acquisition. Like,
no.
That don't that's not gonna shock Waves, man. Like, I'm sorry. Like, he's not Edge going to AEW or Jeff Hardy being in TNA. You know, not Dolph. If you could give me a bigger name, did you say Sting?
I said Sting.
Hmm.
I can see it now. Sting coming in now. Blout with the white with the white blouse on. Sting mask. Who could it be? Who is this stranger?
I got on that Sting. Like, hey, look, I wouldn't be surprised he win the belt first night. I'm about to take the prediction further. Like,
he's gonna look in the mic. Tony Khan, it's showtime, folks.
Hey, what's up with Jeff? Look, I ain't putting nothing past TNA. Like, what's up with Jeff?
They're saying the Hardy Boys is upset with AEW booking
drug policies. I understand. Look, hey, look. I mean, TNA got some bread. Like, Jeff ain't liking these rules, you know. Like, I'm just chilling. I'm chilling, you know. I'm just trying to see where you going at with this game.
Man,
I'm chilling.
The Hardys apparently they locked them for a couple years, so it can't be them.
I heard about that. Yeah, you right.
So the only person that's available come January, Sting. And yeah, I think we gonna call it again, bro.
It's Sting gonna postpone this shit because of us. he gonna show up for Valentine's Day because of us. Like, he didn't show up the night of the retirement. Well, I was, but these assholes on some small podcast for this.
I know a company that's fucking with.
Oh man,
fucking mad shit, man. But yeah, bro. Like, I'm just like, wait, this don't even sound right. And I'm like, you know what? This got Sting written all over it. Got Sting just written all over it. I thought they was gonna have a tagline be like, "Don't get stung" or some dumb shit. It's showtime. Come January, like, there it is right there.
Good old Sting, man. If you want to rely on one person to show up to work, boy. Sting.
Oh, he's definitely going. He got to make that money.
All right, we ready to roll?
Oh yeah.
All right. So, Excuse me. The Iron Claw is coming out this weekend. If you know the Iron Claw, is the story of the Divine Ericks. If you don't know who the Divine Ericks are, then your grandparents ain't teach you enough about wrestling. That's just being blunt with you. You know, like, it was the bloodline before the bloodline. I know that much about them, King. So, as far as Kevin, Daniel, Peter, another Peter number two,
Ronnie, Bobby, Rick, and Mike, you know.
Okay, I didn't know they had those, but yeah, I don't know them. I don't know them individually like that. But
yeah,
wasn't Kevin the star?
Kevin was. I mean, he's the star of the movie.
Okay. It was it Eric. Eric. No, Eric. Mine. Eric. Don't even sound right. Okay. It's, okay. Never mind. I'm gonna just stop at Kevin.
It's Kevin, David, Kerry, Chris, and I believe Michael.
That was all normal names. How the fuck I swung and just missed everything?
You know what? The videos you posted, like the gay moments in wrestling, and he was like, "I've been in this barn my whole life. Jimmy Garvin, you touched me in the way nobody else has touched me before." That's David Von Erich.
God damn.
And like, apparently he was the one who cut the best promo. Kevin was probably like the best wrestler. Although Kerry was a motherfucker. He was always high. And then when he fucking got his foot chopped off, and he was wrestling with a prosthetic foot. I mean, he was still, I remember him as the Texas Tornado, like all that world class shit, I wasn't alive for all that. I was a baby. But I only knew him as the Texas Tornado. But yeah, like going back, looking at the history and all that shit, like it's, whew, it's, yeah, it's a lot.
Well, in celebration of that, we decide to rank the top 10 wrestling families of all time. We was going to do movies, but I only saw Ready to Rumble in a family, what is it called? A family
fighting with my family.
Fighting with my family, some shit like that. Yeah, the Page movie. I only saw two movies and a bunch of documentaries.
It's like three wrestling movies only we're talking about.
Yeah,
fighting with my family. Fighting with my family, Ready to Rumble, and No Holds Barred. Just because Hulk Hogan be like, what's that smell? Is that nigga? I mean, is that doo doo?
Oh, all right. So we decided to rank the top 10 wrestling families of all time. So, of course, you know how we do the top 10. We go back and forth and we debate who's the number one family. I think the top two obvious, but look, let's just do this shit for fun, man. For me, the Funks, the Hennings, and the Laurinaitis didn't make my top 10.
I got the Hennings on my list.
Okay. And the Colognes didn't make my top 10. But yeah, I
ain't fuck with the Colognes neither.
Yeah, and Carlito Daddy forehead was all fucked up.
And he might have known something that happened to Bruce Brody when he got killed.
Yeah, he should have wore a headband, man. That shit fucked up, man. I ain't gonna lie.
He got a 5 head, huh?
that shit looking that like she is a 16 piece, boy. That shit chopped up. Like, what the fuck, man?
Look at IMAX.
You need to put some cream in that to fill in the scars or something, dog. Like he looking like this, but somebody took a knife and did like I don't know, bro. Like, look, Russell wasn't that serious. Yeah.
Man, why you cracking on that? Why you cracking on Carlito's daddy? You acting like you Christian over there, bro.
He took those pictures, man. Like, not me. Once you make that public knowledge, man, you open the comment section, man. Who going first?
Shit, I'll go first because my number 10 is... I'm pretty sure it is the Hennings.
Okay.
So, I don't know shit about Larry the Axe Henning. I just know he knocked some chick up. She got pregnant, and that gave birth to Kirk Henning.
AKA You know the story?
You know how that goes. Man meets woman. Man smash, baby come out perfect. You know, that story.
All right, last part debatable, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, but in his case, he was perfect. Everything he did was perfect. But except make a kid, because his kid wasn't shit. Although his kid hasn't been eliminated from the 2015 Royal Rumble yet, so got that going for him.
Yeah, this gotta be a WrestleMania, man. Like, call Triple H, AC. Look, I never got eliminated. Right?
I'm still in the match right now. I'm calling from the arena.
See, the reason why the Henning didn't make my list, because like you said, it was pretty much a bad sandwich. You know, they didn't crack my top 10. So you know. Number 10, I got the Orton.
Number 10?
Yeah. I'm going to keep it funky with you. I don't know nothing about their granddaddy. And Cowboy Bob Orton was a bad guy in like the 80s or some shit. I don't really know shit about him either. Except he wore the cast for the most part of his career.
He still got the cast on right now.
But let's keep it funky. The reason even in this fucking list is because they got an arguable top 10 wrestler in their family. And it's not the old dude, it's the young dude. Yeah. He got arguably one of the greatest finishes of all time. And honestly, I won't give him too much praise because they're number 10, but he the reason on the list, Randy Orton.
I just switched them to my number nine. So yeah, they really on the list because of Randy.
That's it.
Yeah,
shout out to Cowboy. You know, you know, we know you. Yeah. You know, but
he only known for the cats.
Yeah, you know. And A, like what the dude name is, the X, making a good son.
Yeah, I'm about to say you know how it is. Cowboy meets woman, meets fair lady. And you know, he smashed.
Nice son got fireworks behind him, yeah.
Fireworks, whole lot of baby all.
My number nine, I got the Wyndham / Rotunda family.
I ain't put them on the list.
I don't even know who the grandpa is, but let's be honest. IRS made Bray Wyatt and Bo Dallas. Bo Dallas, Keem gonna shoot you a little something, you know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah, like, yeah. You know? I need to talk to you. I don't want to go through 2K. I want to send you the money.
This is the best praise I can give IRS. One of the most underrated gimmicks of all time.
Yeah.
Like that now I'm a grown man.
He more scary than Undertaker, huh?
That gimmick hit different.
Why he not in more casket matches?
Yo, when you're a kid, that gimmick lame as hell, you hear me?
But yeah, you're a grown man. I thought he was a lawyer for the longest. I thought that was just his name, Earl Shiesty. I didn't even think about IRS. I didn't know about taxes when I was a kid.
When you're a grown man, you see what he'll heal. You hear me? Like,
I'm fucking booing him now. Poor glitching.
That's the best that I can say about IRS. And after that, the reason they on his list is because RIP to Bray Wyatt. I mean, probably. Look, his daddy had a slept-on gimmick, and he probably had one of the greatest gimmicks of all time with the whole Bray Wyatt character. And, you know, that's...
You know how it is. Chick coming to tax, please. She meet the tax man, make a baby 9 months later.
Cold
baby lead. Got multiple personalities. You don't know who the fuck he is that day. He coming out with a mask on. Next day, he got on a fucking... flower shirt and a fedora. You know that never ends the story.
Oh shit. One more person in their family. IRS brother or brother-in-law. We don't know yet. Uncle Howdy. Shout out to him. Like he part of the family. Like he a legend. Like, we ain't gonna act like that.
God damn, he a legend in my books.
That man showed the Bray Wyatt job wanting smoke. Yeah. You gotta claim Unk, yeah.
You gotta claim Unk. He everybody uncle. He's America's uncle. Hey,
there you go with that bullshit again.
He fucking came, man.
Showing up to the workplace and embarrassing himself, jumping drunk. Off shit, don't know what he's doing.
Attacking a black guy.
You told me you knew what you was doing. Oh, you came out there and embarrassed yourself. Yeah.
Stalking his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, bro. Bring me back to the Howdy days, bro. Man, fuck it. I miss Howdy, bro. God damn it. I gotta buy Howdy on the game, bro.
Oh, here we go with this. Man, who you got number eight, man?
Number eight, I got the Guerreros. Los Guerreros.
Okay.
So I don't know about the daddy. I know about one of the brothers, because one of the brothers was the Gobbledygooker, and I think that was Hector. And of course, Eddie. Chavo, I know I seen Chavo Sr. a couple times. And of course, Chavo Jr. And Eddie Guerrero's daughter wrestled for a while, and can't forget Vicky and his illegitimate son Dominic. So there's a lot of people there.
Okay, I ain't mad at that. I got him a little high, but I got you.
But yeah, it, I mean, mainly just because the child born head is like everybody else don't fucking matter. But yeah, like, I mean, you know, Eddie Guerrero.
I feel you good, you good. I keep it pushing. Number eight, I got Devon Nerricks. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know shit about him. And, you know, I know they was more known when they was doing the territories and guess Texas or some shit. That's where it was home base that. And look, this championship ringside, and honestly, we don't got enough files to even give a fuck what I'm about to say. They more known for that suicide shit. I think all of them did now, some shit like that.
No, the whole and now is just Kevin. Kevin the one still alive.
Okay. That's a sad story, but they known for that. Like my grandmother told me about them and she didn't let me walk away till she said they killed themselves. Like, okay.
Yeah, well, David died. They don't know that he died from some type of intestine disease or some shit, but Ric Flair still think somebody killed him.
Yeah, that's the stories I was fed. Now I don't want that to be the story about him. So I'll let you. I'm pretty sure they're still on your list some point. Yeah. So, you know, that's you know, you can get that.
Now, you I know got, what? That's I got you. The perfect. I got the perfect analogy for the Von Erichs story when I get to him on my list.
All right,
yo, wait, where we at? I'm at number seven.
You should be at number seven. Yeah,
I'm at number seven. All right, number seven, I got the Pitbulls.
Macho Man, them?
Macho Man, just because, well, they daddy. I don't know shit about the daddy. But
I ain't know his daddy wrestle.
Yeah, you know the story. Man meets woman, then make a child. You know how they go. But like,
child turned out to be macho.
Yeah, talking funny, you know. Dig it. But like I remember watching old clips of like watching old videos of the Genius. I know the fucking guess that was Macho Man brother. But like yeah, I mean fucking Macho Man, like just by him alone, he fucking yeah. Should be a little high, but you know.
I don't even have him on the list, I'm being honest with you. I think yeah. That was like I know about his brother. I didn't even know about his daddy. So I barely look at that shit as a family, honestly. You know, but yeah. You know, no disrespect. Shout out to him. I seen their name pop up on the list, but I'm going by strictly what I know of. You know, that's why the Von Erichs are a little. Von Erichs probably number two or three on the list, but I don't know. So.
Nah.
It is what it is. If you want to kick some knowledge to me, let me know. Number seven, I got the Mysterios.
Booyaka. I ain't put them on the list.
Spoiler alert. Dominic on the list twice, so yeah, let's get him out of the way. Rey Mysterio wrestled for the Mysterios. He did pretty good for himself. But the main, I think their daddy is like one of the main one of the original luchadors, some shit like that. So I know that about him. As far as how great he wasn't good as Rey Mysterio. But the main two people in this family who deserve the credit and all the love. Is Rey Mysterio Jr. and Dominic. Now, y'all wonder who Rey Mysterio Jr. is? You got to YouTube him. Not Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio appeared after Kevin Nash long darted his ass to the fucking trailer. And he wasn't the same since. Like Kevin Nash wrong for that shit. He took a legend away from us. But you got to take our L's where it's at.
Rey Mysterio showed up when Rey Mysterio Jr. had to take the mask off.
Fucked us up, you know. Now we got Rey Mysterio, but and Dominic, he's our champion. We need to, like Dirty Dom. And look, do any of us have Rio on our own?
No.
I know I don't. So
no, no.
I know I don't. So if you do, good for you. But yeah, Mysterios.
Yeah. All right. So I'm at number six. Yeah. Oh, so that's why I got Devon Nerricks in that. I got Devon Nerricks at number number six. And only thing I watched in the interview, because I was watching a bunch of videos this weekend, and Kevin was like, starting out, I had five brothers, and now I'm not even a brother. I was like, damn, that's cold-blooded. But their whole, you know, they had another brother that fucking died. He was like six. He drowned. And then, yeah, it's like the whole family curse. But the analogy I have for it is, it's like Infinity War, but with wrestlers. And that's it.
Somebody snapped?
Some snap. They ain't done no more.
Damn. Look. Nope. I did my turn. I'm not talking about that no more.
And the real name was Atkinson.
Oh, I'm blessed. They from up north Louisiana. That
way. Yeah, it's like their daddy, old fucking white bread ass dude. He just took the Von Erich name because him and some other dude teamed up in the 50s and they was supposed to be like German Nazis or whatever. So he kept the name Fritz Von Erich and basically became the Booker of World Class Championship Wrestling and basically forced his sons to wrestle.
Joe Jackson.
Yeah, basically.
Well, y'all go check out the Iron Claw and let us know if it's good. I'm pretty sure you're going to peep it out.
I'm going to watch it. Apparently, you got to bring some tissue. But I'm not going to cry because I know everybody.
We know exactly what's going to happen.
But it's like people who don't know.
What they going to watch? I guess so. Like I said, look, shout out to my grandma. Rest in peace. She made sure I knew the end of that story.
I hope don't nobody... You know what? I'm going to the movies because I hope I find somebody who think they just about to watch the rest of the movie.
You like, should sit next to him and be like,
I'm going to sit next to him.
Like, wait, hey, watch this guy. He know how to move in the ring.
He'd be like, oh, you like Karen? Oh, man, I can't wait to see how Karen's story is. Okay. He's going out with a bang.
Okay. Just go there. Let's keep going. All right. Number six, I got the Flares.
Woo!
It don't even matter who Ric Flair daddy is. These two pretty much top 10 in both in women and men all time. And I can't say that about nobody else on this list. But since it's only two, and everybody else got at least three people that was successful at some point. That's above them, my bad. They got at least three people above them. So I'm going to just stick with the number six spot, Rick and Charlotte, the Flares. If you don't give the other people like Reed and all that shit, fuck out of here.
I'm going to get to it. But my number five, I got the Rhodes. That's the Rhodes family.
Okay.
Cody, Dusty. That's the only ones I know about.
So, yeah.
I mean, Dusty, he basically was Kevin Owens in the 80s. And Goldust, you know, one of the greatest IC champions ever. And Cody, you know, Cody.
Kevin Owens in the 80s.
Did hilarious. I say something wrong? Dusty be like, baby, I'm going to punch you in the face, baby. Oh. And that's what Kevin Owens doing right now. Punching people in the face.
Oh, that is one of the better references I ever heard when it came to that.
Baby, you're going to run across some hard times, baby. After I punch you in your face, baby.
All right, I got them a little late on the list, but this is where I got the Guerrero was at, my number five. Hector Guerrero was known to be like, you know, a great wrestler, but his gimmick was wasted and with the Goobler shit. Their daddy was like somebody special. I don't really know shit about him, but I know he up there with Rey Mysterio. Daddy is one of like the most infamous luchadors. But Vicky, Chavo, and Eddie, one of the greatest managers, one of the greatest cruiserweights of all time.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You know,
and Eddie, probably the best Latino wrestler of all time. I know he's the most beloved. I mean, sadly, part is because he passed away. But I heard
somebody refer to him as the Mexican Shawn Michaels.
Like, if you won't go that far, sure. Mexico a little different from us anyway. So, you know, hey, look.
They got pizza.
Hey, Sexy Boy in Spanish probably slap. So I'm not judging.
Or maybe it's Latino heat. That's probably how you say it.
it's probably popping. Look, we ain't know how popping Queso Moolah was till we heard it with Bad Bunny. So you know, but all jokes aside, I think because I gave Vicky so much credit of being a top manager, and that makes three more than the Flairs two. So they put him at five. There you go.
So, number four, I got the Flairs. Like you said, top 10 women, top 10 in men. Also, David Flair had Torrey Wilson when he wasn't shit. David Flair had Torrey Wilson. And I get Ric Flair, your daddy, and all that. That's cool. But he looked like fucking Stewie from fucking off of Mad TV. He was always red in the face. He just looked confused and looked constipated. But he still bagged Torrey Wilson. So that's enough right there. And Reed, I mean, yeah.
I understand.
I'm all out of dead jokes, you know? He didn't get to finish his story.
Y'all go see Iron Claw in theaters this weekend.
Yeah. Talk about not finishing the story.
All right. So I think our top three gonna wind up being the same. So my number four, that's where I got the Rhodes at. And honestly, this is just my low key love for the fat gold that's got that gimmick over. I think that's just shows that's man. Look at yourselves in the mirror, see if y'all can get people to love y'all dressed like that. I know I can't get nobody to love me dressed like that.
And you know what? I always heard like about him and Dusty having that beef. And it's like Dustin wasn't fucking with him, and I'm like, man, because he didn't want his son to portray, you know, that type of person. But the whole time he had beef because he said Terry Runnels was his gold digger. He's like, baby, she's not fucking with you because of you, baby. She after your money. And he was like, nah, I love her.
You jackass. Like, whoa. Whoa. I hope Goldust didn't hit the cigar. He didn't hit the cigar. No, he hit the cigar.
What are you doing?
Oh, rest in peace, New Jack. He put that shit out there, not me. So
she put a locker room, baby.
Man. Honestly, damn, now that I think about it, maybe they shouldn't be so high. Cause let me break it down. Goldust never was world champ. He was a good intercontinental champ, and I think he got one of the best gimmicks of all time. Especially the fact he get it over. So I'm not gonna front on that. Dusty Rhodes, I ain't gonna lie to you, dog. My grandma told me about you. My daddy told me about you. I'm gonna be real with you. You was a loser from what I heard. Like Rick used to get beat up by Ric Flair all the time.
I mean, he did used to get jumped a lot.
Get some friends.
That's the fuck. You couldn't get no friends.
Like how you a plumber? And none of your clientele will help you out. You must be a trash plumber. No,
he's the son of a plumber.
Well, you should know something about plumbing. Help somebody out.
He should. I know he had his dad in Rolodex. He could just go through that Rolodex and call somebody.
Look, learn unclog a few people's toilets and say, hey, look, you ain't got to pay me. I got some dudes trying to jump me.
Like, you know what it was.
Yeah.
People saw the polka dots. It was like, nah, we ain't fucking with that. Well, nah, you ain't got the polka dots till you got the WWE. NWA, he just wore whatever. That's probably what it was, too. And his stomach be hanging over his underwear. He couldn't tell if he was out there naked or not. Like, what the hell?
And lastly, Cody Rhodes. I'm gonna take the L for putting you on the list. I ain't gonna lie to you, but you really don't like y'all. The family don't deserve to be that high. Like Cody Rhodes, you do. You gotta complete the story right now. Like, you know, your story looking like your daddy on some shit. Like you losing. Like y'all losing out here. You know, like your gimmick super over for sure, for sure. And you know, I fuck with the mask Cody Rhodes and wearing the bag over the head. I fuck with that gimmick too. I didn't fuck with Stardust, you know, but
yeah, oh,
wow. Y'all really didn't accomplish much like that. Like it didn't really start. So my bag, y'all deserve to be that high, but I already put y'all at four. So this list about the top three, so it's not really that big a deal. So yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
Number three, go ahead and introduce him.
Wait, who the fuck do I have at number three?
Goddamn, Kim. It's literally like the three most famous families in wrestling.
Yeah. Tripping.
This your people. I thought they sent you an email on what to say when it's their turn.
And Bret Hart did have some type of deal with Adidas too. But I literally forgot. I remember I know the top two, but I'm like, wait, who was my number three? But yeah, I mean, got Brett on extended family, Bulldog. It's crazy that he ran into somebody named Neidhart. Like, I thought that was like a gimmick name, but that was his name. It's like, that's crazy. Jim Neidhart, and of course, Natalya. And we got to throw in Natalya's sister. I mean, you gotta throw her in
now. Hey, Bulldog had a son, so
Bulldog had Harry, and I don't know what the what Tyson Kidd married.
Well, he married to Natalya.
Yeah, and of course you got Stu Hart with the fucking dungeon, which creepy old man in the dungeon. I don't know. I'm not fucking with that.
Yeah, they make movies about that shit now. You know, watch yourself, Stu.
Somebody called Chris.
He did Harris. Right. Stu did, ain't he?
I'm guessing. He had to be like 95 back then.
Dang. Yeah, try to show kids how to wrestle, huh? That's mad sus. That's mad sus, Stu. But yeah, I 100% agree. From the Hart Foundation, from the kids they got going on, Natalya, the Anvil, Bulldog, Brian Pillman, but Owen Hart, one of the most underrated of all time, and Brett, who, hey, look, I'm a grown man now. I'm not fighting with you about Bret Hart no more. If somebody wants to say Bret Hart the greatest of all time, then they stupid. Like, that it is what it is. Fucking Shawn Michaels, man. The beef never dies.
And not to mention, they can take credit for damn near every Canadian wrestler, because they all, even the ones that just started out in the late 2000s, like, oh, I was training in the dungeon. No, the fuck you wanted.
Like, who running that shit now? Like,
nobody. The dungeon died
like,
with Stu.
Is it like a hologram Stu or something like that? Like,
the dungeon died with Stu. It's like, as soon as he died, the whole fucking dungeon just caved in.
Do they call a dungeon master Stu or something like that? Because I don't understand how he's still doing this.
Might be some AI or something. Hey, you on the wrestler, huh?
Number two.
I hear me out first. I got the McMahons.
Oh, you fucking really?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm defending the McMahons on this one, I guess. All right, well, who's starting this one?
All right, I get Vince, like, the genius that got all the territories together and made one big company. Oh, that's cool. And all what he did for wrestling. I mean, that's cool. That just means he's the greatest promoter of all time. And he brought his family with him, but I'm talking about like pure wrestling, just wrestling family. I'm like, you gotta go with the Anoa'i family because they was already popping before Vince took off. Even when Vince daddy was running shit, fucking Peter Maivia was doing his own thing. And then The Rock grandma had her own shit out there in Hawaii or whatever before they went to WWF or whatever. So they've been on and popping. They've been on and popping since back in the G. And it's like, yeah, Vince and them made the most money and all that. But I mean, just like The Rock, Yokozuna, Rikishi, The Usos, Head Shrinkers, Wild Samoans, Nia Jax, Solo, can't even get Solo, and Roman Reigns. Can't forget our tribal chief, Tripper. Well, like, yeah, like, I look at Umaga. How can we forget about it? Then Haku. But, like, I'm looking at the McMahons as, like, promoters. All right. That's how I looked at it. That's why I put them at number two.
So, look. Man, I gotta show love to the Anoa'i family. You already know, like they got the list. They got, if we got Nia Jax, thick ass Trinity married in the family.
Yeah,
I mean Naomi, if y'all know about that. And that, like you said, the Usos, the Head Shrinkers. That the list goes on. Like,
and can't forget the OG Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman, like you said, Peter Maivia, Rocky Johnson. Of course, the main people would be The Rock, Roman Reigns. I don't know who would be third. I guess in most people's eyes, it'd be Rikishi. To me and you, probably Yokozuna, but maybe Rikishi would probably be the third person on this, or maybe even the Usos, if you're giving them, but the family just goes on.
Then they got more.
Yeah, exactly, and more to come. So it ain't stopping.
Yeah.
We wouldn't know a motherfucking soul if it wasn't for the McMahons. We wouldn't know a motherfucking soul if it wasn't for the McMahons. And look, and everything you said is 100% right. The McMahons are just promoters. What'd you say, Vince? Let me see. So Stephanie won the women's champ before? Because that's what Vince just told me. Let me see. Yeah, can you say yeah? You was ECW champ? Hey, yo, Vince.
Hey, listen. Durag Vince, he's in here. Durag Vince is in here.
Okay, my bad. He said he won the Royal Rumble. He won the Royal Rumble?
Well, technically he did win the Royal Rumble. And he gave the spot up the next night.
All right, cool. All right, he said all that's facts. You want me to tell him something like that? He said, tell that son of a bitch that his son was the best wrestler in the world at one point.
That's classic Vince. Whenever we talk, he do call me a son of a bitch.
Yeah, I'm like, wow. Like, you know, but hey, look.
And he won the IC Championship.
So they got promotions on top of accomplishments. So I just gave it to
you. Oh, and Triple H.
I just gave it to eight.
Yeah, Triple H.
Triple H, 16, like 14 times match up to as many as, well, no, Roman Reigns won that motherfucker a lot, huh? I don't know. I about to say The Rock only won like 6-7 times, but Roman Reigns probably won like another 10. But yeah, on top of that, I ain't even think about Triple H when you said that. Now that I think about it, he is married into the family. Shit, nah, it's even obvious, but I'm about to say just the fact that Vince and Royal Rumble winner, they got wrestling accomplishments on top of them being the promotion, like you said, I just gave it to the McMahon that being number one. But, you know, we get it.
Yeah. And you know what? I just put Don White number one because I knew you were going to have McMahon's at number one. I was like, you know what? Fuck that. But,
well,
yeah,
that's all I got,
and most of them still alive.
God damn, man! Like,
well,
Yeah, I'm good on those jokes now, you know.
Huh?
I said I'm good on those jokes now. Like, you know. Look, if y'all got any families that we forgot about, I know we didn't forget about no family. Let's be honest. It's not that many families like that, you know.
You forgot about the funk.
Yeah, I get it. It's their brothers. Like, you know, that's all I looked at. But hey, if y'all feel like we forgot somebody, y'all feel like the rankings all fucked up, y'all always welcome to hit us up, man. Facebook, Championship Ringside.
Instagram, Championship_Ringside.
Twitter @ChampRingside.
Email championshipringside@gmail.com.
We got the wrestling YouTube channel, Championship Ringside Wrestling. Like, share, subscribe, support the channel. We got the TikTok, CR Wrestling 1. Of course, like, share, subscribe to that. That's it. Yeah, video game channel.
Championship Ringside on Twitch. Championship Ringside Nerd Station on YouTube. On that WWE 2K. Playing that. Eventually, I'm gonna get out. Eventually, I'm broke right now. He shouldn't be fucking. You know what? Whatever. I digress.
Vince must still be in charge of that part, that department.
He can't let that shit go. He just gotta just squeeze and whatever you can get out of fucking break. You gotta get the rest of that contract paid out, huh? But damn. Yeah, Keem at 86, PS5, come on, let me.
Shout out to y'all listening. Shout out to y'all showing love. Shout out to the McMahons and the IOIs and the Hearts, because honestly, y'all are the three names that popped up ASAP. Like, we know the families that, but it was like, you know, good old debate though. So
now that I'm thinking about it, just off the strength of Durag Vince, McMahon should have been number one.
Hey, look, Vince hit me up like, nah, Keem tripping. Like, this recorded, it's not even live stream, so you know. But look, anyway, God bless. Stop hating. Be smart. Stop bitching. Be smart. Keem, send them home.
Hug your wife and kids and excuse me while I whip this out.
Yeah. Wrestling is wrestling. Oh, before I go, you know, I let my YouTube run a little bit, and it was showing matches, and they showed the match with Finn Balor and Roman Reigns when the turnbuckle broke. Only thing I could think of was maybe the tribal guys just beat up the demons and that's what happened. I don't know. Like, that's the only thing I can explain. They should have used that shit. But
keep it up, my nigga.
Wrestling.